Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is light. One of the greatest tragedies for people would be to live in darkness when they could live in the light. Rose Crawford had been blind for 50 years. Then she had an operation in an Ontario hospital. She said, "I just can't believe it," as the doctor lifted the bandages from her eyes. She wept when, for the first time in her life, she saw a dazzling and beautiful world of form and color greet her eyes, and she could now see. The amazing thing about her story, however, was that 20 years of her blindness was unnecessary. She didn't know that surgical techniques had been developed and that an operation could have restored her vision at the age of 30. The doctor said she just figured there was nothing that could be done for her condition. Much of her life could have been very different. This is a fitting illustration to describe the many who have been blinded by the world through misguidance, misunderstandings, and pride to the light that Jesus brought to the world through his death and resurrection. Though a solution is available, they fail to realize it and remain blind due to the circumstances of their condition and their obliviousness to the solution. Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The darkness he speaks of here is the darkness of ignorance, the blackness of sin, and the obscurity of death. His light illuminates these kinds of darkness so that people might see the way to salvation. His light shines the truth, glimmers with righteousness, and gleams with everlasting promise. Yet people continue to choose the darkness because within it they might hide their faults, their disobedience, and their separation from God. In the darkness, we can conceal those things we don't want other people to see, but we then learn to live with them so much that they become part of who we are. That's why it's so vital for God's people to shine the light that Christ illuminates within us, so that the darkness might be overcome. John 1:5 reminds us that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Just as darkness cannot break up the light, so also Christ's light found in the righteousness of his people overcomes the darkness brought on by worldliness. Those people hiding in the darkness don't have to be captive to the darkness. The same light that Christ brought to the world can be seen in them also, because his light brought forth always overcomes the darkness. Through us, the lightness can come. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. In Christ's light, all the goodness of God is plain to see. It glows so that all might notice the one thing that brings about the brightness of common sense. In God's light, people can see that they no longer have to live in the shadows because they will be shown that he loves them, warts and all, and wants salvation for them, no matter what the darkness once hid. Christ came to bring you his light. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Refuse to live in darkness any longer. Let Christ be your light. Trust in him to illuminate your path and walk in his light to the places he has appointed for you. What the world needs more than anything is the brightness that only Jesus Christ has given. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, forgive us for choosing darkness even when you've offered us your light. Open our eyes to see the truth and give us the courage to share that light with others. Amen.